USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Talk ending about any possible ceasefire in the Middle East anytime soon as another round of violence has erupted. Israel said to be on the verge of a major military operation in Gaza. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
We spoke to Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus of the Israeli Defense Forces in Tel Aviv.
The situation is one that we cannot tolerate, where the Hamas terrorist organization fired about 150 rockets and mortars towards Israeli civilians over the night.
The military is now ready to evacuate entire communities in southern Israel if the escalation by Hamas continues.
Senate Democrat Bill Nelson claims Russian operatives have penetrated election systems in several Florida counties. He says Russians could potentially eliminate registered voters, creating chaos on the upcoming primary day. This is USA Radio News.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
Despite months of negotiations, there is still no agreement between President Trump's legal team and special counsel Robert Mueller's team for a sit-down interview by the president.
Why do you want to get him under oath? You think we're fools? You want to get him under oath because you want to trap him into perjury. Well, we're not going to let you do that.
And the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the president should only answer questions concerning the presidential campaign and not supposed obstruction of justice.
He doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction. He has all the answers. They're not going to change. You are trying to trap him into perjury because you don't have a case.
He spoke on Hannity on Fox News. The Trump administration slapping more sanctions on Russia, this time over the poisoning in Britain of a former Russian spy and his daughter with a nerve agent. The sanctions will target millions of dollars in exports to Russia. The government says initial jobless claims fell by 6,000 last week to 213,000, 4,000 fewer than analysts predicted. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a new warning for drivers about skimming scams at the gas pump. With summer travel still in high gear, the Federal Trade Commission is reminding consumers to be vigilant when they do gas up. Swiping your credit card at the pump could potentially put your bank account at risk, as skimmers grab data off credit or debit cards without your knowledge. The FTC has some tips to help avoid getting scammed. Make sure the gas pump panel is closed and doesn't show signs of tampering. Check out the card reader carefully to see if it looks different than the others at the gas station, and try to wiggle the card reader before inserting your card. If it's loose, report it to the attendant and use a different pump. And if you're using plastic at the pump, the FTC recommends using a credit card. But if you're using a debit card, run it as a credit card instead of entering your PIN number. There are more protections when you use a credit card over a debit card. And the NCAA making major changes to college basketball in the wake of an FBI investigation. It's now going to allow some college and high school players to hire agents. And if a player who declared for the NBA draft is not drafted, they'll be able to return and play in college. The changes go into effect this year. Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice had chaired a months-long commission on college basketball that led to the changes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.